This morning, let me invite you to turn to an Old Testament book, 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel.
在今天这个早晨，我们要邀请你一起来看旧约里面的撒母耳记下。
And we're going to look at a very interesting story tucked in this book in chapter 9.
我们在从中撒母耳记下里面来看第九章。
2 Samuel 9.
撒母耳记下第九章。
So my brother Derek will read this passage for us in Mandarin.
好，那我们一起来读，我替大家来读撒母耳记下第九章第一节。大卫问说：“扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。”扫罗家有一个仆人，名叫洗巴。有人叫他来见大卫，王问他说：“你是洗巴吗？”回答说：“仆人是。”王说：“扫罗家还有人没有？我要照神的慈爱恩待他。”洗巴对王说：“还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。”王说：“他在哪里？”洗巴对王说：“他在罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里。”于是大卫王打发人去，从罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里招了他来。第六节，扫罗的孙子约拿单的儿子米非波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米非波设。”米非波设说：“仆人在此。”大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。”米非波设又叩拜说：“仆人算什么？不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样眷顾。”王召了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说：“我已将属扫罗和他的一切家产都赐给你主人的儿子了，你和你的众子仆人要为你主人的儿子米非波设耕种田地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。”洗巴有15个儿子20个仆人。洗巴对王说：“凡我主与我王吩咐仆人的，仆人都必遵行。”王又说：“米非波设必与我同席吃饭，如王的儿子一样。”第十二节，米非波设有一个小儿子，名叫米迦。凡住在洗巴家里的人都做了米非波设的仆人。于是米非波设住在耶路撒冷，常与王同席吃饭，他两腿都是瘸的。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, as we open this story and unpack your word, we just ask that you would open our eyes, open our hearts to what you have to say to us.
主，当我们一起来看今天要读的这篇经文的时候，求你能够开我们的眼，并且能够开我们的耳，让我们来安静的来聆听你所要对我们说的话。
Thank you, Father, for the privilege and the opportunity to minister your word to these dear brothers and sisters in the Mandarin congregation.
主啊，谢谢你能够给我们这样的一个机会，能够借此能够向国语部的众弟兄姐妹们一起来分享今天的信息。
Thank you in Christ's name.
我们这样奉主名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Well, it's good to see many of you whose faces I still recognize.
很高兴又看到弟兄姐妹们，有些我甚至都还记得你们。
And it's also good to be welcomed by Pastor Daniel to bring the Word of God from during this service.
也很高兴在当中看到叶牧师。
My desire is to open God's Word this morning.
我今天要特别分享神的话语。
But I do want to give a brief update on our family and what God has been doing over these last 16 years.
我也向大家来分享过去在我的家庭过去这16年来神在我们家庭做了什么事。
Many of you know our oldest son Gregory and his wife and 3 children have relocated to Malaysia.
弟兄姐妹们可能知道，就是我的大儿子 Gregory 还有他的太太还有他3个小孩已经搬到了马来西亚。
He served in a church up in Washington for 9 years and God called him to go overseas.
是他之前是在华盛顿那边，在那边教会的服事了9年，然后神才差派他去马来西亚。
And then our daughter has been a teacher 3 years in Shanghai, And then the last 9 years, 8 years over in the San Francisco Bay Area.
还有我的女儿过去3年曾在上海那边当老师，然后9年在上海当老师，之后3年跑到三藩市去。
She's the best one that speaks Mandarin.
我的女儿是最会讲国语的。
Okay. And then our youngest son just graduated from seminary last December, and he is looking for a pastoral ministry back in.Where he's at, which is Kentucky.
Okay. 还有我的小儿子，他最近刚从神学院毕业，他现在是在正在Kentucky 那个州，肯塔基州正在准备在找可以服侍的教会。
So thank you for upholding my wife and I over these years in your prayers and your remembrance.
谢谢弟兄姐妹们在过去的几年期间，在把我还有我的太太，我们的家庭都放在你的祷告当中。
Okay.We have been married for 44 years as of yesterday.
我跟我太太在昨天的时候已经年满，大概结婚了44年。
And so we are very grateful for his faithfulness to us.
我们非常感谢感恩神在我们家庭里所赐给我们的这些恩典。
Okay. Many of you have heard of the author Mark Twain. He wrote a bookentitled The Prince and the Pauper.
在有一个作家叫马克吐温，他曾经写了一本书叫做乞丐王子。
It was published in 1882 here in the United States.
这本乞丐王子这本书呢是在1882年在美国出版的。
This story of The Prince and the Pauper is set in London, England in 1547.
那这本乞丐与王子这本小说呢是背景是设定在伦敦的1547年在伦敦的这样一个背景。
Two young boys that were born on the same day.
有两个年轻的男孩，他们是在同一天出生。
And their appearance is very much identical.
然后他们的外貌都是长得非常相像。
The first boy, Tom, was a poor pauper that lived with a very harsh father.
那有一个男孩叫做汤姆，这个汤姆呢，他是一个跟他的父亲在一起生活的一个很贫穷的乞丐。
The second boy is named Edward, Edward the Sixth.
那第二个男孩叫做爱德华，他是爱德华六世。
Okay, he is the son of Henry the Eighth, the King of England.
那这个男孩爱德华六世呢，他是英国国王亨利八世的儿子。
Okay, they met each other.And they decided to switch places.
那他们两个人呢？遇到了对方，然后他们决定要来互相交换身份。
Okay, Tom, who was the poor boy, became a prince living in royalty in the palace.
那这个乞丐汤姆呢？他便成为了一个在皇宫中生活的王子。
And then Edward the Sixth became a pauper living and roaming in the streets of London.
那而爱德华六世他成为了一个在伦敦街头流浪的一个乞丐。
The story is focused more on Edward the Sixth.
那这个故事主要是着重于在爱德华六世的身上。
He knew he would be king soon.
他知道他有一天即将会成为国王。
So he wanted to experience the life of people, the common people.
所以他想要趁这个机会，他想要去体验到了他的百姓人民的这样的一个生活。
So he saw injustice and poverty.
所以他看到了人民生活里面有很多的不公，有很多的贫困和贫穷。
He saw the poor working conditions of the people.
他也看到了当时那些百姓的一个很差、很恶劣的工作环境。
And then he finally had an opportunity to come back to the palace.
而当他最后返回到皇宫的时候呢
？By that time, his father had died.
等到他返回皇宫跟汤姆交换身份的时候，那个时候他的父亲已经去世了。
And he would ascend to the throne to be the king.
而他父亲去世之后，他也会成为下一个国王。
At the beginning of the book, Mark Twain wrote the following.
在从那本书的开头的时候，马克吐温有这么说到。
The quality of kindness is twice blessed.
这个怜悯和慈悲的本质是有双倍的祝福的。
It blesses him who gives it, and it blesses the one who receives it.
这双倍的祝福就是给予者还有接受者都会得到祝福。
The throne monarch is better than his crown.
这样的一个祝福比 皇帝所戴的皇冠还要更伟大。
And so, Prince Edward VI, who became king, served the people in that short period of time.
所以当爱德华六世这样的一个王子变成了国王了之后，他就从那个时候开始服务他的人民。
This morning, I want to talk about the subject of undeserved kindness.
在今天早上，我要跟大家分享的主题叫做不配得的恩赐。
When we experience the undeserved kindness of God in our lives, we have a heart of gratitude.
当我们从神那边领受到不配得的恩赐之后，我们心里面就应该真有一个真心的心存的感恩。
As we look at 2 Samuel chapter 9, that's what we have here in the story of David showing undeserved kindness to a person by the name of Mephibosheth.
当我们在看到撒母耳记下九章这边的经文的时候，我们就是看到这件大卫给了一个这样不配得的恩赐，给了一个人叫做米非波设。
When we express kindness, it blesses up us, but it also blesses the one that receives kindness.
当我们给我们身旁的人有给他们恩赐、给他们恩典的时候，不仅是我们给接受者会受到祝福， okay. 我们给予的我们也同样得到祝福。
And this theme of kindness runs through the Bible.
而这样的一个恩慈、恩典还有饶恕的这样一个主题呢，在圣经里面是。常常出现。
And we read it in Romans chapter 2 verse 4.
而我们在罗马书第二章第四节也有看到。
And what does it say?
这边说到什么？这边说到还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？
Okay, God's kindness leads us to a repentant heart.
我们要晓得神他的恩慈是要领我们进入一个悔改。
And then we also see it in Romans again in chapter 11 verse 22.
而我们在罗马书第十一章第二十二节也看到同样的。这边说到，可见神的恩慈和严厉，像那跌倒的人是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的，只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。
So let's look closer at this story from 2 Samuel 9.
所以我们一起来更仔细的来看撒母耳记下第九章。
I want you to see the setting of this story of undeserved kindness.
我们要一起来看这个不配得的恩慈这样一个故事的背景是什么。
In the prior chapters, what do we have? We have David being anointed king over both Israel and Judah.
在我们过去看到大卫已经变成了一个以色列的王。
This is God's doing in putting him in that position.
当大卫成为以色列和犹大的王的时候，这是神所要让他做的。
And what's the first thing that King David does? He brings the ark of God, the presence of God, into the city of Jerusalem in chapter 6.
大卫成为了以色列的王了之后，他第一件做的事就是把约柜带到了以色列里面。
Okay.
带到了耶路撒冷里面。
And then in chapter 7,
还有在第七章的时候
，David wants to build a house for God.
大卫想要替神建造一个家。
But what does God do? He reverses it. No, I will build you a house.
而神所做的事刚好是相反，他要替大卫来建造一个家。
Not a house of wood and mud and pillars, but a house of perpetuality, of legacy with your family.
不是像一个我们所头脑所想象的一个家是可以住的家，而是他要替大卫建造一个王朝，一个永恒的一个王室。
Okay, David had received the kindness of God in his life, and now he wants to express it to Mephibosheth.
而当大卫从神那边得到了这样的一个恩典的时候，他反过来想要把这样的一个恩典恩赐分享。
So the first thing I want you to see.Sorry, Gary, is that this is King David.
我们要让首先来看到的是，他不是任何人，他是大卫王。
King over Israel and Judah, a king who brings the people together.
他是以色列和犹大的王，他是将所有统治以色列和犹大百姓统合在一起的一个国王。
A king who has received a promise from God that from this day forward, I'm going to put someone, a son, on your throne forever and ever and ever.
而他是这样的国王，神已经向大卫所显现说，他将来他的后代子孙也要一样这样子成为国王。
And this king David wants to show kindness, as we see in verse 1 and also in verse 3, not just to anybody, but specifically to the house of Saul.
而大卫要向显现他的恩慈，不是对任何人，而是对扫罗的家族，在我们在第一节还有第三节这边看到。
And specifically to the son of Saul, Jonathan.
而特别是要对扫罗的儿子约拿丹跟他立的约而去这样做。
Now, that might not be a big thing, but when you think about it, what did Saul want to do with Jonathan?
我们可能要过去去想象扫罗过去对他的儿子约拿丹是会是本来是想怎么做。
Saul wanted to pursue, did I say John?
Yeah, you said John.
Okay. Saul wanted to pursue David in order to kill him.
扫罗过去曾经是这样一个追杀大卫的，过去曾经追杀大卫的，想要把他弃他于置他于死地的。
Saul had a feeling that David would ascend to his throne and would take it away from him and his children.
扫罗曾经惧怕大卫会推翻他，然后成为下一个国王。
And that's true in many histories around the world, where we want to get rid of those who threaten us.
在过去很多历史上，我们都看到很多掌权者当王的，他们都想要把威胁他们王位的人给去除。
But what does David do?
但是大卫反过来做什么？
He extends kindness or mercy to Saul and his household.
而大卫王反过来是愿意把他的恩慈还有怜悯给了扫罗他的后代。
And specifically, as it's read here, to Jonathan, as we see in verse 3.
特别是大卫纪念了他过去跟约拿丹所立的约。
So that's the setting of this story.
而这是我们看到这样的一个故事的背景。
And I hope you feel what's taking place here.
我希望你们都能够了解到这个故事的来源。
David could have said, No, I don't want to show kindness.
大卫本来可以说我不愿意你过去追杀我，我不愿意向你的子孙显现这样的一个恩典或怜悯。
If anything, I want to annihilate the house of Saul for what they did to me.
如果是要怎么样的话，我宁可愿意要把你的扫罗的后代全部都给驱除。
Instead of expressing forgiveness and love, he could have held on to his unforgiving spirit and heart and took on a spirit of revenge.
与其要给他们这样扫罗的后代这么多恩典，他原本应可以把他们全部都赶尽杀绝。
But he doesn't.
但是大卫并没有这么做。
And I want you to pick that up, because for many of us here, it's easier not to forgive and show kindness than to forgive and express kindness.
我要向大家来 highlight 这个点，就说到就是有时候我们很容易不对我们身旁的人显现怜悯或恩典。
As I was growing up in my family with my parents, never did I hear my father or mother say to me, "Please forgive me for what I've done."
在我从小长大的环境里面，我的从来没有从我父母的嘴巴中听到请原谅我这句话。
As Christians, we can do far better.
身为基督徒的我们应当比做的比这个更好。
Okay, why?
为什么？
Because we have the undeserving kindness and mercy and grace of God.
为什么我们做得到？因为我们从神那边已经得到了不配得的恩典还有恩慈。
That's the setting of this story.
这就是我们今天想要分享这个故事的背景。
Now, let's take a look from 5 to 8. The sympathy that was shown for this undeserved kindness.
接下来我们要来看从第五节这边提到的，我们他怎么样展示这样一个不配得的恩慈的这样同情心。
Why do I select the term sympathy?
为什么我提到同情心呢？
Because this section is full of compassion and sympathy and understanding.
因为同情心，因为 这一段提到了有许多的恩典还有恩慈。
Mephibosheth was already introduced in verse 3. Okay.
米菲波设在第三节的时候已经提到他。
And notice the last words. He is crippled in his feet.
这边说到他是一个瘸腿的人。
And then notice the end of the story in verse 13. He is lame in both his feet.
在第十三节也说到他两腿都是瘸的。
And then finally notice in verse 8, what does Mephibosheth say? I am a dead dog.
在第八节，米菲波士甚至说他自己不如死狗一般。
Whenever you look at a person who's lame, either in feet or hand, there's a sense of sympathy or compassion.
当我们看到了一个人他是有瘸腿或是有某方面的这样的疾病的时候，我们通常对这样的人都充满了同情心。
And Mephibosheth says, "Why are you showing me your compassion? I don't deserve it."
而米菲波士说，为什么你要对我这样如此的恩待我呢？我觉得我并不配的。
But you notice David does express it.
而大卫却的确是对米菲波士施予了这样这么多，给他这么多的怜悯。
And he expresses it because God has expressed it to him.
而大卫愿意对米菲波士这样做，因为他很清楚的知道神在他的身上施了多少的恩慈恩典。
That's the heart of David the king.
而这是大卫王的当时的这样的一个心境。
If you turn over to chapter 10 just for a moment.
而如果你到第十章来到看到的时候。
And you read verse 1 and 2.
你读第十章第一节跟第二节的时候。
Okay, and I'm going to read it in English and Derek can do it in Chinese. After this, the king of the Ammonites, he died. And Homan, his son, reigned in his place. And David said, I will, translation has it, I will deal loyally or I will show kindness as his father showed kindness to me.
Verse 10, chapter
10. Verse 1 and 2.
Okay. 撒母耳记下第十章。此后亚门人的王死了，他的儿子哈嫩接续他做王。大卫说，我要照哈嫩的父亲拿下后代我的恩典后代哈嫩。于是大卫差遣臣仆为他丧父安慰他。大卫的臣仆到了亚门人的境内。
The sympathy of David toward a lame person, crippled, the sympathy of a personWhose family has just lost a loved one.
而大卫对了一个瘸腿的人，对他的同情心也一样显现在对一个刚失去家里有失去家人的这样的一个人身上。
Can you picture it? Mephibosheth coming down the aisle before King David. He was probably shaking and fearful. He doesn't know if his life will live or die.
能够想象米菲波设在去见大卫王的时候，他从那个王宫的那个楼梯走上去的时候，他看到大卫王的时候，当他发现到他自己瘸腿，他是一个多么一个觉得自己不配的这样的一个心情。
And what does David say?
而大卫说什么
？Says in verse 7, "Don't be afraid. I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your father or grandfather."And you shall eat at my table always.
而大卫对米菲波士说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。”
When we see the kindness of God expressed to us as we walk down the aisle and stand before His holy presence, we have fear. We have fear.
当我们看到我们就好像这个米菲波设一样，我们看到神，我们去见神面的时候，我们就好像米菲波设走入这个宫廷当中，我们心里就与他一样，看到神也一样心存畏惧。
It could be a fear of the Lord.
这个心里面的畏惧可以是对神的这样的一个畏惧。
Where it's a fear in which we revere Him and honor Him.
这个可能是对神的一种尊敬
，or we can have a fear of judgment，
而也可以说是神将来会对我们审判的这样的一个害怕。
I think initially Mephibosheth had a fear of judgment, of possible death。
而当米菲波设一开始他心里面也许是觉得大卫 有一天要来针对他要来要来对他对他有一样的惩罚。
But when David spoke those words to Mephibosheth, it turned to a fear of gratitude.
而当大卫选择施恩于米非波设的时候，米非波设的心境就转成为一个对大卫的一个感恩的态度。
And that's why, as he says in verse 8, what is your servant that you should show regard to a dead dog such as I?
而当我们看到第八节，为什么以非波设却说，我竟仆人算什么，不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样的眷顾呢？
Okay. Then we find the rest of the story.
而我们继续的往下面看。
The reward that comes.
而我们看到这样的一个报偿，这样的一个恩典代表了什么？
When we accept that undeserved kindness that's been freely given to us.
当我们选择愿意去接受这样一个白白得来的这样一个恩慈恩典的报偿是什么？
And we find in verses 9 to 13 two parts to the reward.
而是我们看到从第九节这边有两个部分，这样的一个报偿有两个部分。
The first part is to the house of Saul.
第一个是赐予扫罗家的这样的一个赏赐。
And to the servant of Saul.
还有对扫罗对他的仆人给的赏赐。
Okay. David says, all that belongs to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land and bring produce and that your master's grandson may eat.May have bread to eat.
这边大卫对扫罗的仆人洗巴说道，我已将属扫罗和他的一切家产都赐给你主人的儿子了，你的众子仆人要为你的主人的儿子米非波设耕种田地，所产的拿来供他使用。
And who is the servant of Saul? Ziba.
而这个扫罗家的仆人就是洗巴。
15 sons and grandsons, 20 servants.
他有十五个儿子，还有二十个仆人。
And what did they get? They got the land back, and they got the produce that comes from the land.
而他们获得了这样的一个大卫还给他们的属他的一切的田地。
One of the biggest things when Japan invaded China is that they took away all the land that the people owned at that time.
而当我们看到历史里面日本侵华的时候，他们那个时候也占了很多土地。
Why was land important? Because it's a reflection of your wealth, your property, your ownership.
为什么土地那么重要？土地有时候反映的是属于一个人的财产，还有这个人的经济，还有他们家的一个财富。
And it's true even today. If somebody came in and took over my property, my land, you know, for whatever reason,then I would be destitute.
这样的情况在当下也是一样的，就如果有一个人进入到我的家中，占领了我的房子，占领我的土地，我也会顿时间失去了非常多东西。
And here the land was restored and the produce of the land would be given over to Ziba and his servants so that they would have food to eat and a place to live.
而在这边大卫已经归还了属扫罗他家一切的产业还有田地，而他的仆人洗巴也要拿这样的一个田地来耕种，要来供米非波设使用。
Maybe in today's terms it would be having a house and having a job.
而今天的例子，也许这些田地代表的是拥有一个房子，或者是拥有一份工作。
And for many of us, those are the two most important things in our life.
对很多人，我们很多人当中来说，这也许是我们人生中最重要的两件的这样的一个家产，这样的事情。
Not just for myself, but for my family and my children.
对我的家庭，还有对我的孩子们，他们也是一样的。
But notice the second reward.
还有注意到第二个奖赏是什么？
The second reward.Is reflected in verse, the middle of verse 10, where Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall eat at my table.
在第十节的第后半段也提到了第二个赏赐，就是米非波设还有他呢，将来都可以与 王一同席吃饭。
What's the difference?
这是有什么差别呢？
Mephibosheth didn't need to worry about land, a place to stay, place to live, or even food to eat.
米菲波设并不需要去担心有没有田地可以耕种，并不需要担心他有不够的家产。
Okay, because David would take care of him.
因为大卫必定要好好的恩待他。
And that's why in verse 13 it says Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, and he ate always at the king's table.
所以在第十三节我们也看到，同样的，米菲波设住在耶路撒冷，常与王同席吃饭。
He didn't have to work for his food because it was provided.
他并不需要，米菲波设并不需要去努力的耕种来获取自己的食物，因为有人，他的这些仆人愿意可以替他耕种田地供他使用。
He didn't have to find a place to stay because it was provided by David in Jerusalem.
他也并不需要担心要将来要去哪里住，因为大卫已经在耶路撒冷替他设立一个可以让他住的地方。
So what do you want?
所以你想要得到什么？
Do you want a Ziba type reward or do you want a Mephibosheth type reward?
你想要得到洗巴这样的，给洗巴的这样的一个奖赏，还是给米菲波设的这样的奖赏呢？
And just to cap it off, notice he mentions in verse 12, Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah.
而在第十二节，我们看到他提到米菲波设的一个小儿子，名叫米迦。
Why mention Micah?
为什么要提到米菲波设的儿子米迦呢？
You know, the main person of the story is Mephibosheth.But why mention a young son, Micah?
我们看到这段经节里面主要的人物是米菲波设，但是为什么要提他儿子米迦呢？
I think, like in many cultures, Asian culture, the legacy of passing on to your children.
在我们知道很多的文化传统里面都提到我们的所有的这样的一个产业家产都是要透过下一代，透过儿子而传承下去的。
Just as God promised to David that there will be a legacy that will be passed down with his children.
就如同神向大卫保证说他的将来的产业要通过他的后代后裔传承下去。
So David mentions this reward that is not just only to Mephibosheth, but to his son and to his son's son and daughter all the way down.
同样的，大卫也向米菲波设保证，他对米菲波设这样的一个恩典，一样能够透过他的后代，他的儿子米迦，还有他的世世代代这样延续下去。
So let me pull it together.
好，那我要来把这段接下来讲。
This kind of kindness expressed by David is a picture of the kindness that Jesus Christ has passed on to you and I.
像大卫对米菲波设所显现出的这样的一个饶恕，也是象征着耶稣给我们这样的一个恩慈还有怜悯。
David is not the ultimate king. Christ is.
大卫并不是那万王之王，而是我们的主耶稣基督才是。
David doesn't express ultimate kindness and mercy and grace. Jesus does.
而大卫没有办法像耶稣对我们这样子一个怜悯和恩典。
Because if you read the story, what happens in chapter 11 with David?
我们看到如果你读到这个第十一章的时候，发生了什么事？
Instead of showing kindness.To Bathsheba and Uriah, he goes out and has adultery. He commits murder. David isn't the one to show ultimate kindness.
在第十一章，我们知道大卫当他犯了罪的时候，把别示巴的这个丈夫给杀死的时候，那个时候就没有显现出这样的一个恩典和恩慈的。
We hear today, some of you are in the health profession.And you probably see an advertisement called Dignity Health.
在我们当中常常会看到在高速公路上或是有一个 hospital, 他们写的是 Dignity Health.
Right. And what's their motto?
他们的座右铭是什么?
Human kindness.
他们的座右铭就是人类的人的对人的恩典。
2 Samuel 9 is more than just human kindness.
撒母耳记下第九章所说的不是只有对人的恩慈恩典这么简单。
It's more than just David's kindness.
也不是只有大卫的恩典还有恩慈这么简单。
It's God's divine kindness, His goodness, His grace, that we don't deserve, but He freely gives it to us in Jesus Christ.
而是神要透过主耶稣基督给我们这样的一个伟大的恩慈恩典还有怜悯在我们的身上。
You see, divine kindness goes beyond the crippled feet, the lame legs, and being treated like a dog.
而这样的一个神圣的恩慈呢，其实是它超越了瘸腿或是跛脚或是像死狗一般这样的一个超越了他的恩慈。
Divine kindness goes into the very depth of who we are. We are depraved sinners.In the hands of a holy, righteous God.
而这样的一个神圣的恩慈，其实是超越了我们内心可能心灵的这样一个堕落，因为我们是罪人。
Okay. And apart from God's undeserving mercy and kindness, you and I would be lost and forever doomed in eternity in hell.
如果我们没有从神而来这样的一个恩慈还有怜悯的时候。我们其实是永远的，成为永远的罪人。我们是永远的罪人。
And like that songwriter says, "Nothing in my hands I bring, only to the cross of Jesus Christ do I cling, hold on to."
就像有一首诗歌，他说到：“两手空空无代价，单单投靠你十架。”就如同这边讲的一样。
And so this morning, if you have never clung on to the cross of Christ, where that grace That kindness has been demonstrated for you and I. Maybe you should seriously consider doing that.
如果在我们今天在今天早上我们当中，如果还没有人没有接受十字架上的这样的一个恩典的时候，也许我们可以来邀请你能够仔细的来考虑这样的一个恩典。
Okay. We don't work for this kindness.
我们不是靠我们自己而得来这样的一个救赎的这样的一个恩典。
We don't try to earn it.Rather, it's freely given to you and I.
我们不是靠我们自己想要去获取获得这样的一个恩典，而是我们来白白的来领受。
That's why we see a story of that in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 7.
然后我们在新约里面的路加福音也有看到这样的一个故事。
Okay. Luke chapter 7, as we see verses 36 to 50, we won't read it, but you know the story.It's about the sinful woman who comes and anoint Jesus' feet.
在路加福音第七章三十六节这边我们不会读，但是我们知道这中间讲到有一个罪人的一个女子来到耶稣的脚前。
Okay, she carries with her a very precious bottle of perfume.
这个女子呢，她带了一个很昂贵的一个香膏的这样一个瓶子。
Okay. She unties her hair, gets down on her knees.Sits at the feet of Jesus and begins to anoint the feet of Jesus.
他来到耶稣的脚前，他把用自己的头发来擦干耶稣的脚。
And then she begins to wipe it as tears stream down her eyes.
在他用他自己的头发在替耶稣擦脚的时候，他也泪湿，也哭了，泪湿了。
She wasn't concerned what other people thought of her.
他并不在乎他旁边的人怎么围观他。
Because that was not a political correct, culturally correct thing to do by a woman in that time.
他不在乎围观的这样的人群，因为他那个时候也许他这样做是不符合当时的一个习俗。
But the high point of that story is this: she loved much because she has been forgiven much.
他不在乎那些人这样对他的看法，因为。他知道他许多的罪都被赦免了。
We love much of God and Jesus Christ because we understand that we've been forgiven much because we have received His kindness and mercy.
因为他爱得多，所以他许多的罪都被赦免了。就如同我们一样，我们也应该要对神的爱要更多，因为我们也了解我们的罪已经被神赦免了。
And that ought to stir our hearts.And cause us to just worship this God who cares for us that much.
而这样的一个心情，这样的一个用一个香膏抹为耶稣抹脚的这样的一个女子的身上，我们也应该要更多的愿意来到神的面前来敬拜他。
Ephesians 2:4, what does it say there?
这边说到Ephesians 2:4.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, do you want me to read it? Okay, okay. 好，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
You know, in His mercy, He's what? Enliven us and put us in a position, in a seat like royalty to be with Him.
神既有丰富的怜悯，他并把我们放在一个与他一同活过来的这样的一个状态里面。
So, you and I are not poor, we're not paupers, eating crumbs from a table like a dog.
所以你我们都不是一样一个贫穷的乞丐，或者像狗一样，就是吃着桌上的这样的碎屑。
Okay, but each of us are what? We're prince and princess, seated with the Lord Jesus Christ, enjoying His constant provision.Of royalty.
因为我们都是像神一同，我们领受神白白赐给我们的，而我们是成为一个像是他的神的儿女一样，与神一同享受。
We're no longer ashamed of our past or even our present.
我们不为我们的过去或是现在而感到羞愧。
Can you picture it? If Mephibosheth picture his grandfather Saul, what he tried to do.To King David and be ashamed of it.
你能够想象米非波设的祖先扫罗曾经对大卫怎么样追杀，怎么样迫害他
？Or if you can picture Mephibosheth thinking of his father Jonathan and how he died in the battlefield.
我想到他的父亲约拿单怎么样在战场中战死。
And then his own brother Ishbosheth, back in chapter 2, who was a rival king to King David.
Yeah. OK, 所以也想到他的哥哥这个伊斯波设怎么样跟大卫是一个对头。
Yeah, whatever the past is the past, because it's under Jesus Christ. Rather, we are seated with Christ now, and we'll be seated with Him in the future.
在我们过去发生的事情都是都要算过去了。我们现在必不当羞愧，必不致羞愧。
Brother, sister, this is the gospel we have to share with people.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是一个我们应该与人一起分享的这样的福音。
We are given undeserved kindness and mercy and grace. In turn, we share that to others around us.
这样的一个我们白白得到了不配得到的这样的一个恩典，还有怜悯，我们应该作为这样的福音，我们应该跟其他人分享。
That's why a song that reflects that is entitled Jesus, Thank You.
有一个诗歌叫做感谢耶稣，他这边说到。
And I'll read it in English and Brother Derek can translate a part of it.
Okay.
The mystery of the cross, I can't comprehend. The agonies of Calvary, you, the perfect Holy One, crush your Son, who drank the bitter cup that was reserved for me. Your blood...So washed away my sin. Jesus, I thank you. The Father's wrath completely satisfied. Jesus, I thank you. Once your enemy, now seated at your table. Thank you, Jesus.
十字架的奥秘我无法测度。在加略山上你受痛苦。完全圣洁把神的爱压伤，使他喝下我该喝的苦杯。宝血洗净我众罪孽。感谢耶稣，天父愤怒完全得着满足。感谢耶稣，成为你仇敌，如今与你同坐席。感谢耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, what shall we do?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们应该做些什么呢？
As I speak to you as a Chinese audience, I know that there's always.A sense of underlying shame that you're not doing enough, you're not reaching out farther and harder.
在华人的华，我们华人教会里面，常常会有存在一种潜在的一种亏欠感，总觉得传福音可能做得不够，努力的不够，或是我们达到的范围不够广。
And you think that God is not happy with you and satisfied with you.
也许我们会觉得神对我们做的也许不够满意，或是我们做的不够好。
But I want you to see that Jesus has come and addressed this issue of working harder, trying harder.In your life,
我要让你知道，耶稣来到我们世上是要让我们感受到我们内心感受到这种羞愧的、这种羞耻的，在可能努力不够的这样的一些感受都要被挪去。
If God is for you, who can be against you?
如果神若是为我们，我们还有什么好惧怕呢
？And as you look at the face of Jesus Christ, you will see the radiance of God.Through your face, that will cover and remove that shame in your life.
而我们来到神面前来仰望他的恩典的时候，我们凡仰望他，我们便有光荣，我们的脸并不至于羞愧。
That's the first thing I want to encourage you.
这是第一件事我要来向大家来鼓励的。
Not to live in shame, but live under His grace.
我们并不需要感到羞耻或是在神的面前感到蒙羞反而是我们要活在神的恩典还有慈爱里面
And maybe this afternoon you know, some of you are feeling that sense of guilt and shame and I hope you talk to you know, Pastor Daniel to help you see from God's word what God says and not from what the world says
所以在我们当中有任何人今天若是感到内心有羞耻或是羞愧的，我们都我应该鼓励你来找我们教会的牧师们，来跟他们分享你心中的这些事情。因为我相信神是会我们如果是来到神的面前仰望他的话，我们必不蒙羞愧，我们能够以他的恩典还有慈爱来消除这些让我们感到羞愧的事情。
The second thing is that as believers, part of Chinese Grace Bible Church.We know things that the world doesn't know.
第二个部分呢，我们身为基督徒，我们有懂得这个世界上所不懂的事情。
Okay, people around us at work, our neighbors, they want to be decent and kind people in the world. They want to help.
在我们身边当中，可能在工作场合或是在朋友圈当中，他们会也有一些是。非常正直的人，他们想要给人家帮助，他们想要帮助别人。
They want things to be better. They want to experience comfort.
他们想要让这个世界变得更好，他们想要去安慰人，他们也想被得到安慰。
Okay, they don't want to live in fear or suffering or sadness.
这些人他们也不想要在活在一个死亡恐惧这样一个痛苦的里面。
And we don't either.
我们也和他们一样，我们也不希望有这样的一个死亡痛苦和这样的悲伤。但是
，the world can send out nice thoughts, but you and I can pray in Jesus' name.
这个世界可以去分享这样一个正能量、正向的想法，而我们可以奉耶稣的名为他们祷告。
The world can provide counselors to listen during the time of trauma.
这个世界可以有选择有这谘商的这样一个服务去找谘商去找人家心理师去谘商。
Okay, but you and I, we can speak the Father of compassion and the God of comfort to these people.
而我们可以为他们来述说我们的父神就是这样一个慈悲的父，他是赐各样安慰的神。
You know, the world can provide yoga classes and mind control.Seminars so that you have peace internally.
这个世界可以提供有那种瑜伽课程或是正能量的课程，可以也许让你的让你的头脑或心情可以感受比较好。
But you and I are different because we can make known the mind of Christ from His Word.
而我们可以使人知道明白基督的心意。
Some people light candles.
有些人喜欢点一些蜡烛
，But we can tell of the light of the knowledge and the glory of Jesus Christ because He is light.
而我们可以让世人知道神荣耀的光是显在耶稣基督的面上，因为神就是世上的光。
The world can tell their students, their friends that they are special.
这个世界可以去告诉这些去安慰学生，告诉他们是一个特别的。
But what can we say?
但是我们可以说什么？
We can say that you are created in the image of God, fearfully and wonderfully made, and there's a purpose and a plan that God has for your life.
而我们可以去跟他们说，他们是按照神的形象所造的，他们的受造是奇妙可畏的，而且他们有一个目标，有一个永远的灵。
The contrast between one who experienced undeserving kindness versus that only knows human kindness.
而这样的我们看到有这样的一个很强烈的对比，如果透过世界的这样的一个讲法，还有从神而来这样我们不配得的恩赐的时候，我们做了一个对比。
As long as we live in this world, because of the sin and the suffering and the sickness, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, is relevant to people.
只要这个世界上还存在的罪和痛苦，我们所认识的福音就有意义。
People are scared. People don't want to die. People need forgiveness. They need comfort. They need hope.
因为人们都不想感到害怕，也不想面对死亡，他们需要得到饶恕，他们也需要得到安慰，他们需要有一个盼望。
And brothers and sisters, we have the answer in Christ.
而弟兄姐妹们，我们就知道这样的一个世界所需要的就是耶稣基督。
And so the world needs to know, and you and I have that opportunity to share that news.
所以这个世界所需要知道的就是耶稣基督，而我们有这样的一个机会，有能力能够向众人分享这个好消息。
So may we make him known to those around us.
让我们毫无不保留的向众人来分享这个好消息。
Undeserved kindness causes us to have hearts filled with gratefulness.
我们这样一个不配得的恩慈，让我们内心能够充满这样的一个恩典，让我们能够身边来分享。
Soon you will be going to lunch, so maybe something you can do around the lunch table is this.
我们等一下聚会结束之后，我们会有这个爱宴的时间，但也许我们等一下吃午餐爱宴的时候，我们可以这么做。
Share one thing that you are grateful to God for.
我们可以向旁边的人来分享我们生命中有什么事情，一件事情是对神非常感谢感恩的。
You don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to do it. You can do it every Sunday, every week, every month.
我们并不需要等到感恩节的时候才来分享我们生命中对神有什么感恩的事，我们可以每时每刻的 每个礼拜都跟身旁的人分享这件感恩的事。
The one who loves much has been forgiven much.
那说爱被爱多的也被被怜悯，被怜悯更多，让我们就弟兄姐妹都能够更加的来爱神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you give us this story here in the life of David.
所以我们感谢你，这样透过今天跟我们分享撒母耳记下第九章这样一个大卫的所做的一切。
So that we would look beyond David the king and look to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
而我们在看到大卫的这样一个拯救的时候，我们不只看到大卫，而是看到他其实是象征着耶稣这样的一个伟大的君王。
We thank you for the cross.
主，我们感谢你在十字架上主，我们感谢你耶稣他在十字架上所为我们所承担的这样的一个审判。
May you bring us to a place of gratefulness and humbleness.
所以我们求你能够让我们每个人心中都能够像我们今天分享的主题一样，内心都有这样的一个感恩和感谢你所赐给我们这样的恩典。
May our hearts just swell with gratitude in the undeserved forgiveness that has been announced.To us.
主啊，让我们每一个人心里边都 凭着出自于感恩的心，我们白白领受这样子，基督在十字架上所对我们所做的功，让我们有一个心存感恩的心。
And as we hear what you say to us, may we go forth and share it with others.
主啊，就当我们今天你所对我们讲的话，让我们听到我们的耳朵里面，让我们也有能力来到跟众人来分享这样的好消息，让人们来得到耶稣。
We thank you in Christ's name.
主啊，我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名， Amen. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请我们一同起立，来唱今天的回应诗歌。
人向开阔